Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as a pop or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, because Doug loves movies.
All right, that wasn't the part where you're supposed to jump in, sir. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is
I
Love Movies!
All right. Coming to you once again from the Improv Comedy Club in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, on Sunday, August 10th, let's call it. 2014 Wolf of Wall Street Fight, Terminator 2, Judgment Day of the Dead, Men Walking Tall, The Presidents, Men in Black, Fisher King, Ralph and Dog Day, Afternoon Delight, Sleep Perfect, Murder by Death Wish 3, Amigos, Ghost Worlds, and Watchmen, Don't Leaving Las Vegas, Food, Law, Jingle All the Way, World. Fastest Indian, that's right, sir. You are the fastest Indian. At 420! That's right. It's a beautiful day outside, and you guys are here with your home-crafted name tags. Can I see them? Can you show them to me, Pittsburgh? I remember Mr. Josh Fire from yesterday. Sean loves Brazil. It's a little poster of the movie Brazil. There's a Doug Loves Movies sticker on a... What is that?
It's a papaya.
Oh, Maya. Oh, a Guardians of the Galaxy situation right there. That's cool. And I predicted there'd be lots of signs. I was right. There's a few of them are lit up and everything. So Kung Fu Rustle and Flow. Just written on a big piece of cardboard. I love it. All right, you guys, put them down. Put your weapons down, and we will look at those again a little later on in the show, as you know. Here's some business I got to take care of. Minneapolis! Doug Loves Movies is coming next Friday, August 15th, at the Women's Club of Minneapolis. That's where we're doing that show. Hashtag, yes, all women's club. San Francisco, Saturday, August 16th at 4:20. I'm interrupting Twilight Eclipse, the third and perhaps worstest installment of the Twilight films, at the Castro Theater with special guests, including one of your favorite Douglas movies regulars and an actor-comedian who's never done the show before. So that's exciting. And on Sunday, August 17th, I'm doing stand-up at Liquid Laughs in Boise, Idaho. From the corrections department, Ewan McGregor plays dual roles in Down with Love, not Down by Law. Tempe, Arizona. What, we're back into plugs so quickly? Tempe, Arizona. I'm doing stand-up at the Improv on Wednesday, August 20. And Seattle, Washington, I'll be there Friday, August 22nd, Neptune Theater. All of my dates and dinks and dinks. All my dinks and do's and dabs are at DougLovesMovies.com. Let's look in the prize bag, you guys. You all came out on a beautiful Sunday afternoon. Is there some sort of pre-season football on right now or something? That was yesterday. You lucked out that you're here today. This is an interesting thing in the prize bag, and maybe this gentleman up front. Oh, I saw you at the movie theater today, too, didn't I? What'd you see today? Philip Seymour Hoffman, rest in peace. What's it called?
Most Wanted Man.
Yeah, all right. Your review made me go, oh, great, I don't have to see that. But I do love Philip Seymour Hoffman, so I do kind of want to see his last starring role. But somebody gave me these yesterday. There's stickers that say Pittsburgh Hearts Doug, and it's got my face on there in 2014. So, of course, I got to keep one of those. But here, could you help me out, Josh, and take one and then pass these around so as many people... I was just going to put them all in the prize bag, just burden one person with 100 stickers with my face on it. Like, this is a fun game. Put it somewhere really interesting or disgusting, and then take a picture of it and tweet it to me, and I'll retweet it. We'll have like, or like on Pittsburgh, not on the landmarks, but like near the landmarks. Don't fuck up a landmark with my stupid face. Gateway Doug 2, Forced Fun, is in the prize bag. And it didn't fit in the prize bag, so some of you've seen it sitting here the whole time. A board game that was given to me, and I'll probably never play it. It was just sitting there. I feel bad for it, because board games are made to be played. It's called Shmovie, and I also wanted to give them another plug. Shmovie, it's a board game where you make up plots of movies, I think, is how it works. And so that's in the prize bag today. Flew all the way to Pittsburgh with me. I just dropped my CD on the ground. That's how much respect I have for it. I think it's $4.99 on iTunes. Let's get these guests out here. There happen to be three very funny comedians and friends of mine that are here in town and ready to experience this. And I know you guys are going to treat them nicely. Please give a big warm welcome to Aaron Kleiber, Matt Fulcheron, and Tom Segura. Let's start with Aaron Kleiber is back, everybody. Second appearance. Pittsburgh comedy phenom, Aaron Kleiber.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Tearing it up here at the Improv monthly on a Wednesday. I'm starting to sound like Brody Stevens. Kleiber, Wednesday. Yes. Positive energy. Yes.
818.
Till I die. But Aaron, tell us more about yourself. What do you got going on lately, buddy?
I do comedy all over the place.
You do a thing where you, if you don't mind me interrupting to talk about you some more, you do a thing where you where you can do like a movie, you can improvise an entire movie in like 5 minutes?
Yeah, I did this thing on YouTube for a little while, and there's a ton of them on there where I just would go see a movie, a new movie or an old movie, and for instance, like Iron Man 3.
Okay, or, do that one for us right now.
I don't remember Iron Man 3.
Do you really remember some of them?
No.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, it seemed like putting you on the spot. That's why I did it. But like,
I did some old ones.
A
like
5-minute movie review would be hard to remember.
Jurassic Park. I did Independence Day, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and I just do it in 5 minutes as fast as I can. And they're fun. They're on YouTube. They're fun.
I love it. I think it's a great concept. And then you have, for the prize bag, you included a live recording, a DVD called Grown Man Business.
Yeah, it's all about grown-up life.
Yeah, Grown Man Business.
Part of my abstinence program.
I'm glad this has a wrapper on it then. Is this some sort of... thank you for being here and for being back. And also last year we had some sound difficulties that we had to work our way through. And also to the audience, thank you for coming back. Because there was a lot of loud booming noises and it was kind of crazy.
We're doing it.
We're doing it. We're doing it. We're doing it well. And Tom Segura is here, everybody. Hello. Thank you. First-time guest, co-host of your Mom's House podcast, which, yes, people love it. Headlining here all weekend at the Pittsburgh Improv. And made a very special new friend the other day, didn't you, Tom?
Iron Mike Tyson, yes.
Yeah. Good things happen to people who fly to Pittsburgh.
When you fly
Tom
to
has Iron Mike's phone number in his phone now.
It was the best because I was so not wanting to get on that flight because it was, I was like, what press do we, they make you do press when you do stand up, you know, like the next morning. And I was like, what's the press for Thursday? And they're like, oh, there's none. And I was like, then why am I fucking flying there a day early? And they're like, just get there. Just get there and just enjoy it. And then...
just enjoy Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
awesome.
And then I was so pissed about it. And then I met Mike Tyson and everything's cool now. Like that.
Yeah, it's almost like they didn't know that they were pushing you towards your fate.
Yes.
They just had to go, sorry, we didn't get you any media.
Yeah.
There's got to be a reason.
But now...
God probably.
Now...
intervening.
Every week now I'm going to request to go like 4 days early to every show. See if I can meet.
I don't think Mike Tyson or people like him would be flying everywhere you go. But,
really?
But good luck with that. And and also, please let me know if you ever like decide to call Mike Tyson. You know, like let's say somebody's bullying you. That'd be pretty awesome to call him up and say, "Hey, man, can you just come around to this one drugstore where a guy gives me a hard time?"
Yeah, it won't be a problem. I'll come by. Oh my.
I think he'd be more like...
I watch a lot of Netflix. He'd be like, you're your own man, Tom. You got to figure it out. You know?
And Matt Fulcheron is here, everybody.
Got him.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Also here for the whole weekend in Pittsburgh, but not on the same flight with Tom and Iron Mike?
No, I wish, because I'm actually being bullied by somebody in New York City right now. I don't want to get into it. But it would be cool if Iron Mike would stop by Cabin on Thursday and just fucking flex a little bit in the East Village. It'd be kind of nice. Can I borrow him?
Absolutely.
All right.
Also, don't think that's how that's going to work. I think there's a flaw in that plan. Have you been to the movies at all since you hit the pit?
Me and Tom went on a date yesterday to see Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
People love it. I still haven't seen it. I don't know why I'm holding off on it, but I will see it. What'd you think?
I thought it was a lot of fun. Whoever trained those monkeys.
No, I'm definitely not seeing it then.
It's a real drag.
I want a bleak monkeys film.
It's very existential.
Yeah.
I wonder if they, you know.
But it really is fun? You thought it was fun? Because I thought it was kind of intense.
It's intense, but it's fun to see monkeys talk, ride horses. Draw, you know, do human shit. I really enjoyed that part.
Shoot guns while riding horses.
Fight.
It's like, why even be a big angry ape if you got all that at your disposal?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Could have been chimps or something.
Right. The monkeys
that
cry.
Would be awesome.
The monkeys cry. That's pretty great.
And we're putting your CD in the prize bag. It's called This Is the Part of the Job I Hate.
Yeah, the stand up. I hate the stand up part. Everything else is fucking easy as shit.
I love it. And Tom Segura's album, what's it called, Tom?
It's called Completely Normal. Yeah, that's it.
Completely Normal. That's going in the prize bag. And again, that wonderful schmovie. What did you think of the movie, you guys, the Apes movie?
I thought it was, like, really well made, but really I thought that I was hoping for more, like, graphic violence. Like, I thought that, like, I mean, if you know, it's not real. No monkeys are getting hurt or anything. So, like, I would like to have seen, like, if you know, apes are incredibly strong. Why not, in a movie like that, see them, like, tear someone's arm right out of its socket? And, like...
Well, that's the thing. If it's a person and there's bloodshed...
Yeah.
Like, the apes in this movie probably push people around a lot.
They did.
But there's no bloodshed. Like, that's yeah, how you get the PG-13, unfortunately.
Fuck the PG-13. I wanted that to be... I'd love to see an R-rated, like, extended cut where it's just like, holy shit, that ape ripped that guy's jaw out of his face. Like, that's what I want to see. Because it's not... I mean, you know, it's not really... That's what... That's...
I'd be like, I'm with you on that. I doubt that footage exists, but I hope they put it back in there for the you know. But that's the thing is like, hasn't really happened that way. Like they put out those bonus editions of PG-13 and R-rated comedies that are supposedly dirtier on DVD. You know, supposedly have more nudity and stuff. Yeah. And then, but they don't really put out stuff and say it's more violent than the original.
It would be such
there
a waste.
There may be an example of that I'm not thinking of, but...
It'd be a huge waste of money if they made this movie and then they filmed incredibly graphic, violent scenes and then we're like, we're saving it, though. Like, we're going to save it for the team because it would just be, you know...
But that's a trick, too, though, to make it really graphic and then they'll make you cut it back a little bit
yeah,
and you still get away with something.
Like,
I've been pretty amazed by, like, Guardians of the Galaxy. It's pretty violent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, at one point, several men get impaled at the same time by something and then thrown back and forth, like, basically until they're dead. And then people laugh about it. It's a great movie. Aaron, what have you seen lately?
I saw Lucy last weekend.
Yeah, I saw that too. I saw
and
that
I
yesterday.
I saw Turtles. I saw the screening of Ninja Turtles. I don't know why he's clapping. I have no idea.
Have you seen it already?
He's
and
in
liked it.
It?
He liked it.
Him and his cousin are
and
in
he
it.
Looks
That's
like
why he's
the
clapping.
Demo.
It was one of the worst movies I've ever seen. It's the worst. Turtles 3 is better. Shanghai
Gauntlet
Turtles
Throne
is better. Yeah, it was,
I see genuine anger in your face right now.
He's, you're alone in this room right now. Sorry, follow your heart, bro.
You're alone amongst hundreds. Let's face it, you can't go into that movie with very high expectations. Were you high when you saw it? No, okay. Do you ever get high?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's another curious thing about you. That's the one time. I gotta keep my wits about me. I'm watching the new Turtles movie.
You should have got high. It's...
Whoa. Yeah, then you would have hated it if you'd gotten high. Fucking Turtles. I know reality when I don't see it. I see everything high, so when I get around to seeing Boyhead, I'm gonna be high out of my mind. Just like watching a kid grow up.
Wait, Doug.
Yes, sir.
Did you like Lucy? You saw it too, right?
I did like Lucy. It's nuts, but they get it over with in a reasonable amount of time. Scarlett Johansson rarely leaves the frame. If she does, it's so you can see various animals shitting out babies. One delightfully disgusting sequence. And it's just Luc Besson. It doesn't make any fucking sense. It's gonna sell millions of tickets all
no
over
sense.
The world because you don't have to be able to speak any language to understand that it is complete stupidity. But it is nonstop action and just crazy situations and cool actors. You know that the Asian dude is from Old Boy.
Yeah.
He's the bad guy. The main Asian bad guy, yeah.
He was my favorite part of it.
He was fucking awesome.
And you know that cop also must be famous in whatever country he's from. Like, yes. This movie is just built for an international audience.
That country? Yeah. That's what you're talking about?
That dude was French?
Yeah.
He's in the French progressive commercials or something. I don't know.
But his name on the credits like didn't have many consonants in it. It didn't seem French to me.
Oh.
But I don't know. But yeah, you liked it too, Tom?
I thought it was really cool. I was definitely like, what is happening in the last 15 minutes? Or I was like, I don't follow. And then, but I was still like, it looks cool. While I don't understand this, it looks really cool. And I'm enjoying not following what's going on. But I totally, yeah.
Yeah, and still, that guy's definitely French.
Still fun to watch. And then the last line of the movie is kind of like, okay. If you say so.
Yeah.
But Aaron, you did not care for it at all?
It just, you know, it was...
Better than Turtles?
Yeah. Lucy's better than Turtles.
How much better?
A smidge? Like a smidge? Well, okay, wait. Turtles
with God
was...
as my witness, I'm going to find a movie that you dislike more than Turtles.
Yeah, Turtles was
this
bad.
This man in front
better.
Deserves better. What's your name, sir? I don't give a shit. I'm such an asshole. Kevin? Devin, okay. Thanks, Devin. Thanks for playing along. You didn't have to do anything. You just be ridiculed.
Are you allowed to talk spoilers?
We try not to. What do you want to spoil?
Nothing. The end of the movie. Forget it.
The end of the Turtles movie?
I mean, like, no, Lucy. Like, if you want to experience God, look no further than the flash drive in your backpack. That's all I'll say.
That sums up the movie?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't even bring God into it, really, but, you know, that's probably everybody sees it differently.
Yeah.
I saw it as, like, a hot girl causing a lot of car accidents and,
well,
shooting a lot of people in the face.
I accepted Scarlett as my Lord and Savior that night, so...
What else did I see? I saw something else, didn't I, recently? Oh, I was watching on the HBO Comedy Channel, because the hotel has like 15 HBOs, and it's amazing how sometimes you can look at all 15 options and go, I don't want to watch any of this. And maybe there's too many choices. But I guess I'll go with The Leftovers. There's no way anybody's getting me to watch The Leftovers. There's too many movies I haven't seen to watch that show about a few people disappeared. Nobody knows why, and they never plan on explaining it. But I saw on HBO Comedy a movie called The Last Kiss with Zach Braff and a bunch of other people. And it's, like, not funny at all. Like, it's a drama about infidelity, and, like, it maybe has one or two sort of humorous lines in the entire thing. So they're asleep at the wheel there at HBO Comedy. They just see Braff's involved, and they assume it's a laugh riot. They'll probably also show that latest Wizard of Oz movie on there, because he was the voice of the monkey. Hey, everybody. I want to play a quick game that's not really a game. There's nothing at stake, but I enjoy doing it. Let's do a little love like, hate like. I'll name a person who's in motion pictures, and then we each have to name, we take turns. We'll start with love. You have to name a movie that person's in that you love. Then one that you like, and then the next round we'll do hate, and the final round will be hate-like. That's movies that you hate yourself for liking. And
jeez, I have so much anxiety right now.
And you can pass once.
All right.
And there's no winners or losers, so don't worry about that. And in honor of Guardians of the Galaxy being out and doing so well, I would like to go with the films of Mr. John C. Reilly. Yes. Consistently amazing actor, but, you know, he still has to pay the bills, and you can't be in charge of everything, so he can't be in all perfect movies. But let's start with Aaron with just what's a John C. Reilly movie that you love?
I love Boogie Nights. Love it.
That's one of the funniest performances ever that he gives in that movie. The way that he, like, especially when he's, the scenes where he's acting in porn. So he's like a guy who's, like, he's this brilliant John C. Reilly actor pretending to be a guy who can't act at all in pornography, but he still has a slightly different personality than he does when the cameras aren't rolling. And then he's also is a magician. So the scenes where you see him doing magic and the stupid poses he's doing, that's what the that Steve Carell, Burt Wonderstone movie should have been like that. Yeah. It should have been that, those kind of magicians. They kind of did that, but then they backed off of it, and it was weird. What do you love, Tom, from the John C. Reilly collection?
Love Step Brothers.
Yeah. Step Brothers, very funny. Yeah.
But I love in Boogie Nights when they have the bench press conference. He's like, "What do you bench?" And he's like, why don't you say it first?" And he's like, "No, just go ahead." He's like, "Oh, I used to bench that. I bench more now." That's the bet when they talk about squats.
Yeah.
The funniest thing I've ever seen in a movie.
I'm just glaring at you because you don't seem to understand the concept of this. It's not, don't talk about what the last guy
I already
guy
know, but I'm still focused on fucking Boogie Nights, all right? Yeah. Give me a break.
But you picked a different movie, though, because you
I did pick Step Brothers, yes.
Yeah, you want to get the word out on Step Brothers.
It's a good movie. You should check it out. There's another actor in it. I don't know his name, but they work well together, and they have a lot of fun.
Matt, what do you got for a love of John C. Reilly?
I love Boogie Nights and Step Brothers. I can't think of anything else.
That's how you're going to play this game. I will show you the door, sir.
He gets it. I love those movies. And I can't think of any others. I don't even know one that I hate. Spoiler alert.
So you're just... what kind of movie fan are you? Like, why don't you know John C. Reilly movies?
Just because I'm on stage right now and I can't really think of anything.
But really? You're just drawing, it's a panic blank?
No, it's just kind of like...
Because this isn't, there's no game here. That later I'm going to ask you things where you are going to have to worry about knowing the right answer.
I'm going to have to tag in Devin.
Oh my God, if Devin helps you, these guys are in trouble. Maybe that's what we'll do. Maybe we'll make an audience partner for each of you during the Leonard Maltin game. Because that's what I tell the guests backstage in the green room. I like to say, everyone out there in the audience knows how to play this game better than you. Have a good show. all right, so we're going to give... Matt gets a four-time pass. Yeah, I don't give those out very often. Only to people who have amnesia. Like when Charlie Baltimore was on the show, I didn't make her answer it. Okay, one person got that. I would have... For love, for me, I got to go with, especially because of his performance in it, I love him in the motion picture Magnolia. Yeah. He is so good. The scene in the beginning where there's a lady that's had some sort of altercation in the home, and he comes in and she's screaming at him, and he's like trying to calm her down. It's like an acting class how good he is in that scene and how he sets up that character that early in the movie. So anyway, but I love Magnolia unreasonably because a lot of people don't like it when characters in a drama start singing the same song. Or when frogs start to fall from the sky. But those are two of the reasons I love it. And I wish that, what's his name, Paul Thomas Anderson would go back to making movies like that where just crazy shit happens. And maybe he will. Maybe he will. You got another, you got something you like from John C. Reilly, Aaron?
Did you say like?
Like, yeah.
I like...
Do we need to get you partners at this point in the game?
Nope. Nope. I like Talladega Nights.
Yes, you did. Totally likable. I'm more of a Blades of Glory guy when it comes to Will Ferrell sports comedies. And I like how dirty the basketball one was. What's that one called? High five?
Semi-pro.
Semi-pro?
High five's in production right
yes,
now.
Yes, yes. It should be. It should be the sequel to Borat's first movie. It should be, high five! Tom, do you have one that you like?
The walk fucking whatever, that one.
Walk Hard?
Yeah, Walk Hard.
The Dewey Cox story?
Yeah.
What?
Walk Hard, colon, the Dewey Cox story?
Yeah, yeah, the Dewey Cox story.
I think
yeah.
that might be what it's called.
That's right, yeah.
And I let him go on Talladega Nights, colon, the legend of Ricky Bobby, or whatever it's called. The ballad. You guys are more sticklerier than me.
I like it, but again, I like his choice more. I just wanted to say that.
You can take the same choice. I'm just trying to get it out there that John C. Reilly does a lot of great work. And if you haven't seen any of his films, check them out. And here's the ones to avoid. Oh, wait, I got to do my like. My like is...
Do I get to do one? I thought of one.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
That you liked
yeah.
or loved?
Hard Eight. You know this Hard Eight movie?
Yeah, Hard Eight.
All right.
That's what you pull out?
Yeah, I like that.
He's been in some of the biggest movies. You
like
pull out
movie.
This tiny, amazing movie.
That's exactly right. That's what I pulled
a
out.
A four-hander.
That's all I found
we
in
call
my
it
pocket.
A four-hander in the business, because right. there's only like four main characters. And
Gwyneth Paltrow's in it, though, right?
Paltrow plays the, what was supposed to be the title role. The movie was supposed to be called Sydney, and the studio wanted something to sound edgier, so cool. they went with Hard Eight.
Right.
Or not studio, financiers.
And, from Seinfeld.
That's a great movie. That's a great movie.
Yeah.
I put that in your love column.
Sorry.
Maybe by the time it comes around again, you could think of one that you like.
I'm one question behind
yeah.
at all times.
My like is a movie called Cedar Rapids that I thought was an underrated movie because it's got lots of funny people in it, but I campaigned for him to get... me campaigning, my idea campaigning, I just talked about it
is
a lot.
That
he should have got Helms? A Best Supporting Actor nomination for that movie. John C. Reilly's amazing in that movie.
Is that with Ed Helms?
Yeah.
Yes, that one is fucking
yeah,
hilarious.
And it's especially fun for comedians that are in fucking hotels all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And we see those convention, we're in the same hotel with people who are at a convention, so
yeah.
we know what that,
he's
that's all
he's
like.
Amazing in that movie.
So good.
Yeah.
When he's swimming around the fucking pool with the top of the garbage thing on his head, God damn it. And Anne Heche, her body is amazing for, I think she's 72 years old. Or one of her lives or personalities. you got a John C. Reilly movie you hate, or just one that he was in, you know, he could have popped in there. It's not his fault that it's terrible. Aaron?
Yeah. Yeah, I hate watching him in Chicago. Shut up.
I gave you an opening to just
shut
be
up,
nice you. To John C. Reilly, and you fucking torpedoed him directly.
Musical theater majors here in Pittsburgh. Jeez.
He's certainly not what I would picture for the role, but I thought he did a good job in that movie.
He did, it's just it,
he's
it,
only
he,
got one song.
He did. I know, but it like it. I love him
he
so much.
He did the finger thing that everybody does in every production of it.
Yeah. God, I hate it.
Okay. Tom?
Nothing. I got nothing.
Pass. Tom passes.
Pass.
And we're back to Matt with his like.
Yeah. Hard Eight. I wasn't crazy about the Walk Hard one. I really wasn't.
Okay. So now, okay. So that's
yeah.
so you passed on like, and you have hate for Walk Hard. Hatred in your heart. And then I love that gag in that movie, though, where every time he tries a harder drug.
Yeah, I do like that part.
Tim All Meadows, right. like, really gives a hard speech about not doing it and then does it with him.
Okay, I do like that movie.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
is my life.
Okay, that's in
I
their
changed.
Like column, so now you got to come up with a hate for later.
Okay.
And my hate is past, because I looked at his filmography, and, even something like Vampire's Assistant or whatever that was called. Even something like that, I can't hate him for it, you know, and he always shows up and does a good job, I think. So that's my pass on this one. And is there something that you hate yourself for liking, Aaron? You haven't passed at all, so you
no,
can still
I
pass.
No, I should have passed on hate, because... Shit.
Well, that's sort of the message of my show and my entire life is pass on hate.
I thought I had to pick a hate.
By that I mean pass it on to someone else because it's what makes us feel alive.
Well, I I hate for liking other parts of Chicago, so. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Do you have one, Tom?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of hate, like, billion-dollar movie. Tim,
is
sorry.
It because their shit is just so weird? It just fucking creeps you out?
No, it's just like, it's not... you can't watch and be like, this is a well-constructed movie. Like it's not like... If you don't go to, like, somebody who's not into them, go, you should check out this movie. It's a good movie. You're going to enjoy it. Like, it's fucking bananas. But... He is hilarious as Taquito, I think. That lives.
Lucy makes perfect sense by comparison.
Fuck yeah.
And is very pleasant to watch.
Lucy is spelled out like a fucking children's show compared to a billion-dollar movie. Yeah.
I gotta say, John C. Reilly's Steve Brule thing creeps me out too.
It's hilarious.
It's so weirdly hilarious, it's though. Weird. I can only have so much of that in my life, you know.
For your health. Yeah, it's amazing. He's so good. Like his improv skill. Like, can you imagine if he had been like a SNL cast member or something? It would have been just everything he would have been in.
Yeah, he'd be perfect for that. But you know, fortunately, he's gone the pretty distinguished actor route.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
I didn't mean that to be funny. I'm just saying that, like, either path would have been pretty awesome. He's so talented.
I'm not suggesting he quit what's going on and try to be on a fucking sketch show. Like, I don't like these movies, man. I want to do this sketch stuff. But he has, like, the you can just see he would be a natural at it.
Did you ever see Wreck-It Ralph, Matt?
No, I never saw it.
Not even on a plane?
Wreck-It Ralph?
Yeah, Wreck-It Ralph.
No, I never even heard of that.
Oh. You know what? When I asked you to be on the show, that would have been a good thing to bring up. I've never heard of Wreck-It Ralph.
You should have asked me that first.
Because that's really all I really want to talk about.
All right.
All the time.
Do you know about it? We'll get this motherfucker.
He knows
up
what
here.
Wreck-It Ralph.
Wreck-It Ralph is
And I was just bringing it up because it was interesting. It didn't come up for anybody's. And my hate myself for liking is Never Been Kissed. That Drew Barrymore rom-com where she's like 50 trying to pretend to be 22 or whatever. I don't know what's going on there. Like she's back in high school. It's like 21 Jump Street ladies style. She falls in love with her teacher and shit. It's fucking crazy.
Oh, yeah.
But I think John C. Reilly's like her editor and he just yells at her all the time. And when it's on cable though, I watch it. That's one that I'll watch. That's a fun game right now. Aaron, rom-com that you'll watch. Like other, you're embarrassed to say it in front of men.
Rom-com, I would...
I'll give you another one. Ghosts of Girlfriends Past. I'll watch the shit out of that movie.
10 Things I Hate About You.
Oh.
I totally redeemed myself.
Tom, do you have one?
All of them. I don't know.
You son of a bitch.
I love, you guys. Like, I don't fucking know. I'm hungover, man.
You don't have to come up on.
No, I do. I watch them all the time, and I would be like, nah, I don't watch that shit. But yeah, I watch it all the time. I can't think of one. Are we the worst guests ever?
Yes. Well, I mean, you know, you're fun to talk to, but this part is like we're watching a science fiction movie about adult males that just had their brains removed. Like, just any rom-com, there must be one that you,
Sleepless in Seattle.
It's good.
Okay, Matt, you have and tell us your thought process.
All right, wait.
You have until I get back, because I have to go get my phone.
Okay.
You have until I get back to tell me the name of the movie, but just start describing it to everyone.
All right. So Keanu Reeves lives in one time, and Sandra Bullock lives in the future or something. But then there's this mailbox, and they keep getting mail to each other. It's like a time machine. Like they got the mailbox up to 88 miles per hour or some shit. And they start falling in love, and they never think that they're crazy or anything. They're just like, you know, this shit's actually happening. And Speed 2.
Let the games begin. That's when I realized I didn't have my phone, was when I was checking to see if we were good for time. Or I wanted to check, and then it wasn't there. Oh, you son of a bitch in the front row. This guy brought a Summer of Blood poster. The less said about that, the better. I haven't heard from Owner since the festival. I hope he's okay. So, gentlemen, please go into the audience and select from this dazzling array of name tags who you'd like to play for. And while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back. All right, we're back. Who are you guys playing for? You got, let's start with Matt. You got a very large name tag that's...
I'm just playing for Devin because I know he's going to have to come up here anyways. So I got this thing with the tons of movies on it.
Yeah, the Guardians of the Galaxy Quest for Camelot Like Love Actually. A Devin D. Decker Build-A-Title.
It was big. It was bigger than the rest.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, good choice. Good choice. And like you said, he's going to be your partner later. That came out weird. He's going to be your lover, is what I meant to say.
It's like a rom-com you love, you know, you're scared to tell your friends about.
Tom, who are you playing for?
I forgot to get his name.
Is it on his name tag?
Is it Dave?
What is it? Is it a poster for the movie Dave?
Yes.
Yeah, that's probably what he was going for then.
Also a movie that I'll sit and watch and enjoy. And
that's a rom-com, sort of, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And looks like Aaron got himself a new toy.
Dude, I had to grab the Light Bright. Look at you as a Polly Pocket figure. Look at you. You're adorable. Doug loves movies. Look at that.
That is nice.
Playing for Laura. Laura, I got a tutorial on how to... Their cell phones are in here. Their cell phones are inside of this lighting it up.
For reals?
Yeah, and I was like, peace, thanks.
You're just going to run off with their phones?
But I just plugged it in, and I'll take calls. Don't worry, Laura.
You really did plug that in.
That's
awesome.
I plugged his mother in.
But listeners, don't bring shit that needs to be plugged in. Like... There's not a lot of comedy clubs like the Improv that have six sockets on the stage.
This used
to
be a
Panera.
Hey,
they tell you when you get here, hey, during your headliner set, if you want to get on the internet, you could just set up your laptop and any other devices. We've got plenty of plugs on the stage.
What?
I guess if a band plays or something, they need more of them. All right, so let's see how we're doing on time. Make some important decisions. Let's start with a game that I like to call How Much Did This Shit Make? I like to localize it. And this one, you guys, how are you with numbers? Do you know what numbers are and can say them out loud?
I know numbers, yeah.
Then you're all going to have an answer on this one. Nobody is going to need to pass. But I would fall off my chair laughing if someone did.
I'll admit that I do struggle with numbers.
In this game, we're going to guess, you guys are going to guess how much money a movie made at the North American box office during its entire run, according to boxofficemojo.com. And I always like to pick movies that are relevant to an area. And supposedly this film was made here in Pittsburgh. And I don't hold that against you guys. Maybe you'll be mad at me for choosing this movie. But I went with a film called Bringing Down the House. with Steve Martin and Queen Latifah, which its success I blame on having to sit through a lot of other white honky meets awesome black lady movies. And so I'm not a particularly big fan of that movie. So let's start with Aaron. Closest to the total in millions of dollars without going over, how much do you think Bringing Down the House made with the great Eugene Levy?
Use your computer, man.
I'm typing it in my life right. 40 million.
Okay, Aaron says 40 million. The guy over there says yeah, and then does some fast clapping. Like he's watching the opening of Friends. Tom, what do you think?
33.
33? Interesting. Hmm? That's not helpful to either of you guys, but...
Did I see it? Did you ask me that?
No, no, no. Did you?
No. No. I saw the... I've seen, like, moments of it, like, flipping through the channels. It is fucking... It looks awful. It's really bad. Yeah. It has, yeah, it has the go-to, like, I'm wearing my hat to the side scene, like... I'm down, too. You know, like, yeah. It's horrible.
Matt?
$65 million.
People are blown away by that. They're going to really lose it when they hear the actual answer. Because Tom says 33, he's out. Aaron says 40, he's out. Matt says 65, and he wins. Because... Bringing Down the House made $132.7 million. That's the thing about Price is Right, is the amounts never vary that wildly. You said 600, it's $132 million! Yeah, so Matt won our first game. See how easy it's done?
Wow.
Sorry, Dave.
Oh, boy.
It you guys did so great. Panther. You did so great in that game that I feel confident in your ability to play a round of Last Man Stanton. I don't really. I feel like Matt's going to be terrible at it. But
thank you.
Here's the idea of this game, Matt. Let me just talk to you for a second. we're going to name films by a particular director or actor, and so the idea is to have to be able to come up with a lot of them. And in your life of apparently not paying too much attention to the cinema, is there an actor or director whose work you admire that you could say name five movies that person?
I think I could name five from Richard Linklater.
From who?
Richard Linklater.
Richard Linklater? You could name five of his films?
Yeah, you can?
Yeah, sure.
I was hoping he'd say
Do you
James
live
Bond.
In a prison in Austin, Texas? I love that guy. I love that guy. But how many movies do you think he's made? Maybe 15?
Maybe a little less. Somewhere like 15.
So in this game, that would be a tough one.
Yeah, so I'd be good at it.
All right. I'll take that challenge. All right, so that means we'll start with you, and then we'll go to Tom, and then to Aaron, and then to me. And, you have to name a Richard Linklater movie.
Just one at a time.
One at a time.
I forgot he was a person.
Pick a good one.
You want me to start?
Do you know who that is? You know who it is, Aaron.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, go ahead, Matt, name one.
Slacker.
Slacker, that's correct. Which has always amused me because the movie's about a bunch of different people that you meet, and why isn't it called Slackers?
Because that was another movie. Later.
Okay. Tom?
Withdraw? I don't know. What do you say at this point when you don't know?
I was worried about Aaron not knowing, and I totally missed. But like,
I don't even know who we're talking about.
Well, we can't tell you without naming movies, so it's kind of hard.
He used to host Match Game, Tom, remember? I don't know.
That was Gene Rayburn.
I don't know.
But don't say any answers, you guys. But that's pretty funny. So let's just say Matt won that game.
Thank you. Thank you.
The cunning strategy of picking a director who only he knows all of his work.
I'm like a Doug Loves Movie shark.
Can I
But you know, there's first. Bad News Bears and Days and Confused. Yep. And, okay, yeah.
The Before trilogy, Sunset.
Yeah, Before and After Sunset and, Beyond Midnight. And I'm then, of course, in the multiplex right across the street, we've even discussed it since I arrived.
That's true.
Boyhood is playing over there.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Ooh. I had a couple. Good. Whew. I'm not like an idiot. Okay, good.
Wow, I'm glad you're relieved that you're not an absolute idiot because you knew two of them and you said it out loud next to a man who didn't know any.
Well, then you get what I was saying.
No, I'm a fucking idiot. That's what we're doing right now.
New Thomas, boys.
No.
Sorry.
All right, I think this is going to be very interesting to try to accomplish this game. Because I think that no matter what one person we pick, there's going to be someone on this panel who might not be familiar with any of their work. Like, let's think of somebody that's really big. Wait, hang on, you guys. Let's throw the first one out here. What do you guys think of Michael J. Fox? Could you name some movies that he's in?
Sure.
Tom, think about it for a second.
I think I could name like a trilogy.
You have three answers right there.
Yeah, well, we'll do them one at a time. So when it's your turn, when it's your turn, go for it. Matt gets to go first. Any Michael J. Fox movie?
The Secret to My Success.
Yeah. Tom?
Back to the Future.
Aaron?
Back to the Future Part 2. I know how this game is played, Tom. I'm not going to do a hard one.
I'm going to say Doc Hollywood. Yeah. Matt.
Teen Wolf.
Is he in this?
But thanks for reminding me of a movie that he is in.
All right. Back to the Future Part 3. Good at this, man.
Aaron.
The Frighteners. I love it.
I'm going to go with Midnight Madness. I hated to use that one so early, but, you know. I just thought of another one. Matt?
Poison Ivy. Yeah. You might have to look it up. It was a TV movie, but it counts.
I don't know.
She gave you the matumbo.
I did like the way you said it, but you very confidently said it's a TV movie, but it counts. Because the opposite turns out to be true.
Can I go again? I didn't know.
I will totally let you go again.
Out of the Blue?
What's that?
It's like the sequel to Up and... No, that's the Cheech and Chong movie. Can we look this shit up? I know I've seen him in some art movie, and I think it's called Out of the Blue.
I don't think so. But thank you for playing. Tom?
Was he in Teen Wolf 2 at all?
Nope. No. Not, maybe a flashback. Or a picture.
You get residuals on a flashback.
Was he at all, you guys? I don't think so.
Whatever.
No. So the nerd alarm. No. You played hard and long.
Yeah, I mean, I really.
I think you did a good job.
I feel good about what I did.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay. Aaron, don't say them out loud, you guys. Not your turn yet.
I just went brain dead.
Shoot. Light bright can't help you.
Well, it's emitting this fume. You smell that?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
How about don't shh. Mars attacks. Mars attacks.
Nice.
And now let me have to ask the audience, what was the one he was in with Joan Jett?
That's what I was gonna say.
Light of Day. Yeah, I couldn't think of the name of it. Light of Day. And there's probably not too many more, but yell them out. Yeah, that's what I thought of when he showed the Dave poster, but I couldn't remember what it was called. American President. Greed?
Greedy.
Casualties of War, that's a good one. Life with Mikey. Bright Lights, Big City. There's always so many more that we can think of. I fucking love it. But I won that game. The hard way, yes. I thought a Chris Hardwick fan was in the audience. Hardwick!
Hardwick points.
All right, you guys. Yeah, you ready? You've gone through these brutal exercises. I think you're doing great. The audience loves you. They love all of you. Somebody's gonna win Schmovie, the board game. Is your name tag in contention?
No.
Nope. And you were still excited for whoever's gonna win Schmovie, the board game. Let's play the Leonard Maltin game. Matt, I guess you're still sort of the champion of what we've done so far.
No, I'm champion.
So we'll let you pick the first category.
And, what are we playing?
We're playing the Leonard Maltin game.
The what?
Leonard Maltin's a film critic.
Okay.
I think what happened was, to kind of research for this show, you listened to the episode that Joey Diaz was on.
I did.
And that was an interesting episode because, you know, you don't tell Joey he's wrong about anything. So the games were a little... I was a little less strict with Joey than I am with some of the other players. So today is going to be a bloodbath for you, my friend. But we'll talk you through it. The whole audience knows, you know, how it works. So they'll be gentle. You get to pick a category. Would you like, as suggested by Armo15 on Twitter, in honor of where we are this particular day, the category is called Pit Stains. And it's movies that took place in Pittsburgh that Leonard Maltin gave 2 stars or less. Yep, a town that's even proud of their stains. Or Penny Dreadful, that's Penny Marshall movies that Leonard gave 2 stars or less. And then your third option is from USonic, someone named USonic on Twitter. EU Sonic suggested Evacuate Your Vowels. And that's movies with titles with no vowels in them. Yeah, they're out there. And just to give you an example, Gymkhana has several vowels in it.
Thank you for that
You're
example.
Welcome. Which ones of those do you like? Pittsburgh, Penny Marshall, or no vowels in the title?
Obviously, we got to go with Pit Stains.
Yes, we do.
Obviously.
Playing to the crowd. I like it. This movie is from 2003. I'm going to give you a bunch of clues, then I'm going to tell you how many actors Leonard lists that are in this movie, and then you're going to tell me how many names you think it'll take you to discern the title of the movie, reading from the bottom of the list, going up. So when you bid lower, you're taking away those top names. Leonard gave this movie 2 stars from 2003. He says the lead performer in this movie is wasted in this crude film. He also says it's like a big screen sitcom. And he says one of the lead actors in the movie co-executive produced. Now, you may be saying to yourself right now, these clues are of no help to me. And that's exactly how it's supposed to go. Everything's going according to plan. And then Leonard Maltin lists 11 names in the cast of this film. So how many do you think it would take you to figure it out?
I think I'd need...
Matt.
I think I need...
Full Sharon.
I think... Sorry.
It's okay. Just want to get your name out there.
I think I would need eight names.
Eight names. Strong opening bid for a confused player.
I'm winning.
Tom, what do you think about that?
Can I challenge him to name
it? You could say name it, and he'll get the eight names, or you could bid seven names and be thought of as like more of a man.
Seven. All right. Fucking Christ. I didn't know. All right. God damn it. Is it always this hostile to do this?
Not to Joey Diaz.
It's amazing to think about how many movies... Like, I feel like all I've done is watch movies, and then I feel like just a sense of paralysis up here on stage. All right, fuck it, seven.
Aaron?
Six, yeah.
See, that's how the game is played. It's back around to you, Matt.
I would probably only need five names to name this
Okay,
book.
Now, Tom, now he's just being dumb. Go ahead and drop the hammer.
Name it.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna do it. I mean, I'm not going to get it.
All right, remember, audience, once again, that just because these guys don't know the answer doesn't mean you need to say it out loud. As I poke myself in the eye with a... with my tiny straws. Your five names. Let me give you the clues again. I think you're going to like these. 2003, two stars from Leonard. The lead character is just wasted in this crude movie. Yeah. And one of the leads co-executive produced. And a third thing that I can't find. It's like a sitcom, says Devin. He's like my Newman. Thanks for your help, Devin. And your five names are Steve Harris, Betty White, Michael Rosenbaum, Missy Pyle, and Angus T. Jones. The great Angus T. Jones was in this. From 2003. What do you think it is, Matt?
I can't even think of one movie that came out in 2003. Not one. Let me think about where I was.
Think about something that took place in Pittsburgh.
Oh, there you go.
Pit Stain? I don't think you're going to come up with this, and it's going to be a shame.
And they're going to... Okay. Well, I'm just going to say... the only thing movie I'm thinking of in 2003 was in Hawaii. With that one
okay.
with Owen Wilson.
Look,
but
give
that's
it a
not
shot.
It.
You never no. know. Sometimes your first instincts are right, even though you know it takes place in Hawaii.
The second Star Wars. I can't fuck... I don't know.
That wouldn't be right if that were right. I wouldn't accept that answer. Unfortunately, the film is the already previously discussed Bringing Down the House.
Y'all didn't know it.
That's cold as ice, man. That's fucked up.
You cold, Doug.
Tom Segura's on the board with 1 point, you guys. Thinking about changing the name of this game to Anyone Can Win.
Wait, can I ask you something?
Sure.
Do I get a point for that? Because I challenged him? I do.
That's what you're on the board meant.
On the board?
You're on the board with 1 point.
All right. fucking Jesus. I on the board can also.
And
know,
I'm sorry, I did, have not previously stated that we're playing to 2 points.
Okay, I thought
so you're halfway home.
All right, I'll just suffer through this. All right, go ahead. Let's do this.
Don't suffer. Just tell us what you need.
No, no. I thought...
Do you need another drink or something?
I'm drinking coffee. I'm
Who's coming to see these guys at... what time is the show tonight? Seven? Eight?
Seven.
Ten?
Yeah, come to our midnight show tonight.
Dom, what time is the show tonight? Seven?
Yes.
I'd ask Dom.
Thank you.
Not Tom. They do sound awful close. But who's coming back to see Tom tonight? Anybody coming? I bet you there's a few. Yeah, see, I knew there'd be some.
All right, thank you.
Yeah. I've seen your sets this weekend, both you guys. Very funny. Aaron did a set on my show yesterday. Very funny. Yeah. You guys...
Thank you.
You guys are like TBS. Very funny.
Very funny.
And my show, Doug Loves Movies, is like TNT. Characters welcome. USA, fuck, I always fuck that up. I always get the wrong fucking network with those slogans. And now TNT's now goes, what's it say? It knows drama. Boom. They just threw a boom in there with no sound, just in big letters. TNT knows drama. Boom. Damn.
Those are horrible slogans. All of
yeah.
them are horrible.
Like what, we're going to be watching SVU. Where did she touch you? Boom. All right, Eric gets to go first in this next round, and then we're coming back at you, Tom, so be ready. Aaron gets to pick the category, though. He gets to steer this ship for a second. Last birthday, he celebrated a Sunday, so I wanted to... that sentence didn't come out that bad when I flipped two of the words. You know, he's an older guy. Maybe he did celebrate with a Sunday. Because it was his birthday. Martin Sheen celebrated a birthday 1 week ago today. And, yeah. And so the films of Martin Sheen. Or Laser with a Z on Twitter. And Laser is spelled, in fact, with an S. So I do not understand that handle at all. Laser with a Z suggested Into the Storm. And that, of course, is movies where Halle Berry has sex. I thought that one would go over pretty good. And a category that's always hated, never picked. I should just delete it. Who's Your Daddy? And it's movies that have incest in them. It should at least be like incest in Indiana, if it's Who's Your Daddy. But anyway, it's all incest movies, so it's probably European. Which one... Which one do you like?
I think we should go
Aaron.
With...
Kleiber.
What's the Halle Berry getting naked one?
Halle Berry has sex.
We should do that, right?
Into the Storm.
We should totally do Into the Storm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do it. The year is 2001. Three and a half stars from Leonard for this movie. He says that it's a challenging film. He also says that it won an Oscar. And this movie provides meaningful and plausible catharsis. Yeah, that's a fantastic clue if you've seen this movie. Eight names, Aaron. How many can you get it in?
We'll do... five.
He says five, Tom.
Four.
All right, now, we forgot to do this. I was going to let you guys have partners.
Oh, fuck.
So, yeah. But Matt...
One name.
Consult with Devin. Oh, he's just saying it. He just wants one name. This is crazy. Call me maybe. Aaron, what are you going to do with that? He says he can name it in one name.
Zero names.
Oh. Oh, boy.
I got to do something.
right, Tom, I wish it wouldn't come to this. But you could challenge him and hope he gets it wrong. Or, if you think you know what the movie is, you can say a negative one name. And that means you have to name the movie and the top billed performer in the movie.
Yeah, I remember the movie.
So do you think you know what the movie is?
Yeah, but I think I don't remember the title.
Oh, that's a bad place to be. That's a bad position to be in. So you're probably just going to have to ask Aaron to name it, hope he's thinking of the wrong movie. And if he's not, he gets a point, but we're still playing because you each will have 1 point.
Negative one.
Damn it! You're going to let me stay in it? All right.
Now we go to Matt, and he gets to say negative two. You have to name the top two billed people in the movie.
Yeah, negative two.
So now Aaron has to think if he can go negative three on this one. Seems like there's not a person in the room that doesn't know the answer. I don't know the answer. I haven't looked at my screen for a few seconds. Aaron?
I'm trying to remember.
No matter what happens here, I think the game will still keep going because Tom can't really jump in on this at this point. Maybe he can. We'll see.
I cannot name three.
Do you think he can name the top two in the right order?
I think it's possible.
Wow.
Yeah, he's going to have
to. It's good to have Devin on your side. He's got that loud clap. Down.
I think he's got it. He's got it because I can't name three.
All right, so let's hear it. You're going to name the movie, then the top two people in the correct order, and I'm not going to say yes or no until I've heard all of it.
And the order goes second,
top
first,
build. No, tell us the top build person, then the second. Next second build.
All right, I think we're talking about Monsters Ball with Billy Bob Thornton and Halle Berry.
That is correct.
I've never even seen it.
There's been a wilder swing in ability in the games on this show than right there, than you suddenly pulling that out.
Doug, who is third
I
build?
Can't name a third John C. Reilly movie, but Monsters Ball stars Billy Bob Thornton and Oscar winner Halle Berry.
Who's third build, Doug?
Yeah, who is third build?
That would be Peter Boyle.
Woo!
Then Heath Ledger, Sean Combs, Most Deaf. Both of those guys, those aren't their names anymore. Yasin Bey is all lowercase, you guys. Do not fuck it up. All right, so that means that Matt is on the board as well. That means he has a point.
Good to be here.
You guys aren't going to believe it if we get to a tiebreaker, because you're going to have to learn more confusing shit.
I'm trying.
You guys are doing great, I think.
I'm bummed.
This is terrific.
I knew that one, and I feel like that's definitely the only one that I'm going to know.
Well, it's hard when you don't know the rules, because I didn't know you could do negative. I didn't know you could do zero. So I was, it's tough.
Yeah.
Now you know. Belle Biv DeVoe. Who gets to go first this time? What happened that last time? Those guys did beat it out. Okay, so Tom goes first, and then it goes to Aaron because he challenged Matt. Tom, would you like a Prairie Home Companion, which of course is films that have bestiality in them?
Well then.
Begins with... I almost said it the wrong way. The Big C, which is... not as scary as you think. It's just movies that begin with C, the letter C.
Ooh, that's helpful.
Or, spoiler alert, and that's movies where someone is run over by a car. So there's probably a lack of a spoiler alert when they got hit.
Three of my favorite things. It's hard.
You do love C words.
I love C words, bestiality, and just
senseless, people getting hit with cars.
Senseless death. I'm going to go with the C word. I want to go to the movies with C. Yeah.
All right. Well, you've narrowed it down considerably because, you know, this movie is, you know, it's like, for instance, it's not Mission Impossible.
Right.
Matt, it's not
Mission Impossible. Donors are the worst at running games. Yeah, it's not Mission Impossible 2. Let's narrow it down, you guys. It's not Ghost Protocol. All right.
Is it The Shining?
3.5. No pre-guessing. 3.5 stars from Leonard for this movie that he calls first rate, which the 3.5 stars would indicate also that he liked it a great deal. He says that it is based on a book, and wow. What else can I say? Oh, it includes a brilliantly nuanced performance, this movie. And it begins with the letter C.
The year
is 2005. Devin, I will murder you. It's just being helpful. Okay, and he lists eight names. Let's go with eight names. How many can you get it in, Tom?
Seven.
Okay. I should have given the advice before the game. You know, just first guy should just take all the names.
Okay, well, that's good to know. Now I'll do that in the future. Can I backtrack?
He said seven.
All right.
Yeah, he said seven, Aaron.
I have to do six.
What are you going to do with that, Matt?
I'm going to have to go five.
Tom?
Four.
Aaron?
Name it.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Name it.
I do smell a three-way tie coming. The three-way tie is roaring down the tracks at us.
Devin, why are you standing up?
All right. Devin's out of control right now. You've lost that bucket of beer, Devin. Holy hell.
Nothing says I'm an adult more than screaming I'm an adult.
Still got it, Doug. Still got it.
Okay. I think I've been laughing a lot of this episode. I apologize to the listeners. Try not to be that self-indulgent. It's so funny. LOL. Oh, the checks are coming out. That's why Devin was throwing the shit on the floor.
This shit is wrong.
Okay, so where the hell are we at?
So who has to name it?
Well, what was the last bid? You think I remember?
I think you said three.
It was, he said four, I said name it.
Okay, so okay. Tom gets four names.
We sure about where we're at? Okay, yeah.
Do you like where you're at?
No, yeah. This
you get four names. Okay. I'll give you the clues again. The movie begins with the letter C, so that's kind of fun when you're trying to think of it. Just start making C sounds.
Right.
And something fun for you to do.
Catman, cat.
3.5 stars from Leonard on a scale of bomb to 4 stars. He calls it first rate, which is redundant. He also says that it has a brilliantly nuanced performance in it. And that it's based on a book. And out of the eight names, you get four. And they are Mark Pellegrino. It's really what it says, you guys. Jill Avion. I'm saying the real names. No, just that first one was real. Mark Pellegrino. Then Amy Ryan was in this movie. I like her. Bob
she
Balaban,
actress?
He's always great.
Who?
Bob Balaban.
Oh, yeah, yeah, he's mm-hmm. good.
And Bruce Greenwood was also in this film.
Oh, now I got it.
Yeah. So just name a movie that begins with C, and hopefully it'll be the right one. And if it isn't, we'll have a three-way tie, which will be very exciting. So the audience actually would prefer if you get it wrong.
Sorry to disappoint you.
You think you got it? You think you got it?
I think I do.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, I'm so excited.
The Krenish person.
Wait, I'm sorry. What was it?
You heard it. Was that right?
No, no. What was it? I can't give it away, so I'm going and k th k th. This is stupid. Stupid.
Confessions of.
Wait, you can't stumble onto it by just saying a bunch of words, because those are all not a title. The motion picture is called Capote. Capote.
I gotta say, that does have a brilliantly nuanced performance. I agree with that assessment. It's actually good.
No, amazing actor. Rest in peace and all that. And we have to move on from our Philip Seymour Hoffman tribute to we've got a three-way tie, you guys.
Had to pull the power play, Tom.
That was gangster shit, man.
Shimmy, shimmy, y'all. No nerds laughing at that.
Okay, Matt, we're going to start with you.
What are we doing?
You'll find out. We're starting with you, Matt, and then we're going to Aaron, and then to Tom. And it's time for Asparagus Pee. Some dude on Twitter named Asparagus P suggests, when I say we, I mean me, here we go. I'm going to read the entire review by Mr. Malton and the year, and then we start the bidding. Everyone should know the title of the film at that point. Yes, you should know the title. I'm confident that all three of you will know the title of the film. Okay. But then you start bidding based on how many negative names you think you'll need.
You're already going straight to negative. Okay.
You could start at zero if you wish.
Okay.
If you want to play that way. I think you do. You don't even get to go first. Matt's going first. But yeah, you could start at zero if you want to. But it leaps into the negatives immediately from there. And see how many negative names you take you to get it. And everyone in the audience is going to know it. So bite your tongues, hold on to your butts. Here we go. 3 stars from Leonard for this movie from 1984 that he calls the first multi-million dollar flaky paranormal investigators. A trio of flaky paranormal investigators who go into business flushing out ghosts and spirits in New York City. And find that their business is booming TNT. Engagingly offbeat, even subdued at times, with the flippant personality of one person nicely contrasting Richard Edlund's eye-popping special effects. Great fun all the way, written by 2 dudes, followed by a sequel and an animated TV series. Matt, Leonard lists 9 names. How many names do you think it'll take you?
-5.
Hold up.
Now, here's something we need to talk about.
Yeah.
I've got something. I think you have a different problem, Tom, but I'm going to tell you what my problem is right now.
Okay.
Is that if Matt successfully names this movie in -5 names, that will make him an automatic entrant into the Tournament of Championships?
I think I can. I don't know. I think I can.
All right, but Tom, what's your beef?
Well, I was thinking that too, but then he has. What I want to make. I want to get clarification.
He has to get him in the order as listed by Leonard Maltin, who has whims and flights of fancy.
Name it.
Yeah, it goes to Aaron now, right? Yeah.
What, he said name it, right?
No, it's your turn. He says negative five. Can you go negative six on this movie whose name I shall not say?
Yeah, yeah.
You go negative six?
Yeah.
Well, Tom, it looks like you just stepped in a bucket of lucky shit.
Devin, shut the fuck up.
Seriously, Devin. The adults are trying to play.
Dude, negative.
Sit at that little table and eat your yams. So he says negative six.
Yeah, no, name it. 100% name it.
How many names did I say? Nine?
Yes.
All right, he's going negative six on this. This is
in the order.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, in the order?
Yes! All right, hang on a second. I like to try to be fair, and I also like a more exciting ending. Aaron, you want to try or do you want to take it back? I'll let you take it back if you want, because it has to be in the correct order. And I know you. When I was describing it earlier, you were sitting all the way over there. So sometimes you miss things.
I mean, I feel like if I don't try, I'm going to go home a loser anyway.
Oh no! If you don't try, Matt might go home a winner. And if he doesn't go home a winner, then you do.
So
it's a win-win for you guys if you ask him to name it.
So he should name it.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I'm very excited about this.
He's trying to be a man.
I'm naming it.
But know in your head what you would have said. That'll be interesting to know.
Yeah.
How the fuck did this just happen?
So you get some. It's a three-player game, so you can get boxed out. It seems unfair at the time, but it turns out that you should have bid differently the first time you had a chance.
All right. I was trying to be a goddamn man.
No, it's fine. You've seen what's in this bag, right? It's just our CDs and a copy of Schmovie, the movie board game. So there's not really that much pressure.
I wanted Laura to win Tom's CD.
Yeah, you're gonna be back on the show, right? You had fun?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun. But I just want you to know, like, I don't want to be this bad at this. You know what I mean? Like, that's
you're just unfortunately a victim of nerd bullying. Where a nerd finally gets to tell somebody a thing or two. Because you were a pretty tough guy growing up, weren't you?
No. Huh?
I don't think you could become friends with Iron Mike without you being pretty tough looking.
I mean, I'm not...
Did he punch you a few times? Like light ones, but did he punch you?
No, but he did grab my shoulders.
And it felt like he could just hold you there forever.
It felt like multiple people were grabbing my shoulders, his raw power. I was like, "Oh my god!" Like he's like 48, and I was like, "You could absolutely beat the shit out of everybody younger than you, no question asked." It was amazing.
Well, speaking of beating the shit out of people, Matt Fultron, first appearance on the show, not good at games, is going to attempt to tell us the name of this movie. And the top five billed people in the correct order. And if he does it, I apologize in advance to the Pittsburgh Improv for being turned into an amphitheater. Because the roof is going to go.
Do it.
I try not to gasp when you think he's getting it wrong. What's the name of the movie? The
movie's called Ghostbusters.
If you say so. And who are the top five billed people in order?
From number five is Bill Murray, mm-hmm. Dan Aykroyd,
maybe
Sigourney Weaver,
possibly
Rick Moranis, Harold Ramis.
You got the exact right names, but the order is wrong.
It's not bad.
That's quite good, actually. It goes Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, Harold Ramis, Sigourney Weaver. Because bros before hoes. Then Rick Moranis, because he is the key master. And thank you so much for trying. You went for it. And Aaron Kleiber is our winner today.
I answered nothing. I just played the game.
You know what? Let the fans say that to you. You don't have to point it out yourself.
I played.
Somebody's going to tweet mean things to you, and I apologize.
It's cool.
I apologize in advance, but that was a very exciting game, and you did a great job. How are we doing on time? We got time for plugs? Oh, let's do plugs real fast. What do you got coming up, Aaron? Aaron Kleiber on Twitter, right?
Yeah, just
K-L-I-E-B-E-R.
K-L-E-I-B-E-R.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I before E, except in German, Doug.
Okay.
Yeah, I do a lot of shows at the Arcade Comedy Theater downtown. If you guys know that place. It's a fun little black box comedy theater. Next Friday, I am riffing 80s music videos with a couple comedians. That's fun. Yeah,
I really thought he said AIDS music videos.
Yeah.
I thought that's in very bad taste.
Just shout. Doing that next Friday. It's called Pop-Up Video Improv. And mentioned yesterday, I do a movie review podcast with Pittsburgh's movie reviewer, Sean Collier. I don't know if you ever heard of him. Movie review podcast comes out every week called You Can't Handle the Truth Movie Podcast. Check that out. That's it. Yeah, yeah.
Nice plugs.
Yeah.
Tom, what do you got coming up?
Let's see. I do two episodes of Your Mom's House podcast every week with Christina Pajitsky, my wife. And I'm doing stand-up, way too many places. I'm going to Columbus, Philly, Denver, Hong Kong, Houston, Dallas.
Nice routing.
Oklahoma City. Yeah.
Matt Fulcheron.
I got a podcast called The Full Charge Power Hour. I'm at The Full Charge on Twitter. And I got a CD called This is the Part of the Job I Hate. And fuck yeah.
Yeah, and both of these gentlemen, you're going to do a guest set later, Aaron? Aaron?
Thomas?
Oh, you want to do a guest set on their show?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all three of these gentlemen are performing in the next show here at the Improv, so show your love and come back and see them.
Can I plug I forgot to say, I have a special on Netflix. If you have Netflix, please watch it.
Yeah. I got something on Netflix also. Couple of things, I think. But yeah, greatest movie ever rolled is on Netflix. And like I said before, all of my tour dates are at douglovesmovies.com. Thank you, Pittsburgh. No sound problems. This one's going international. People are going to hear it. Thanks again to Aaron Kleiber, Tom Segura, Matt Fulcheron. Let's do this again, Pittsburgh. Oh, I need your shitheads. Give me your shitheads. I ramped into the ending so confidently. And is there a shithead on the back of your name tag, Tom? I don't need yours, Aaron, because you won. Can the person who made the light bright for Aaron come up and get your schmovie and your bag of prizes? And as always... It's a weird place for a mic drop. You didn't even say anything before doing it. You got to make a bold statement and then drop it and walk off. What do you think that says? Matt?
This is from Devin, and it's seeing a dead body math your sister.
You saw Sakura did, and that's a shithead?
I imagine that's a shithead, right?
Devin, how many times do we have to tell you that we love you? And there's no reason for you to lash out.
Yes, I did see a dead body with my sister.
It's the perfect time to bring it up. Maybe Tom will say something about it in the 7 o'clock show. Do you do a bit about it?
No.
Way to bring it up, Devin.
And not playing the backyard brawl is a shithead, whatever that means.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky.